What's up, everybody? Another day, another dollar. Today is Wednesday, November 25th, 2020, and these are the top five things likely to impact Wall Street today. Let's start it off at number one. Stocks are set for a mixed open this morning, with this week's record-setting rally poised to take a breather ahead of the Thanksgiving Day holiday. The Dow futures were pointing to a drop of about 70 points one day after it topped the 30,000 level for the first time in history. Futures on the S&P 500 were also indicating a negative Wednesday start after the benchmark ended at a new all-time high in the previous session. NASDAQ futures, however, are pointing to small gains ahead. Growing political certainty in the U.S. and positive coronavirus news lifted stocks on Tuesday. Just a reminder, folks, that Wall Street will remain shut on Thanksgiving Day Thursday and will then close early at 1 p.m. Eastern time on Friday. As such, trading activity and volumes may be lighter than usual today, so navigate accordingly. On to number two. There will be a full slate of pre-Thanksgiving Day data releases coming out this morning as investors monitor the ongoing impact of the lingering health crisis on economic activity. Most of the focus will be on the second reading of Q3 GDP due this morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. We expect a slight upward revision to 33.2% from the initial reading of 33.1%. You can head over to investing.com's economic calendar to watch that come out in real time. On to number three. The other closely watched report today will be initial jobless claims, which come out one day earlier than usual due to tomorrow's holiday. Another 730,000 Americans likely applied for unemployment benefits last week, which would be down slightly from the 742,000 increase seen in the week before. On to number four. On the central bank front, the Federal Reserve releases the minutes of its previous meeting this afternoon, and that could be important as we watch to see if the Fed drops any hints on potential changes to its asset buying program. There has been growing speculation recently that the Fed could increase the size and duration of its $80 billion QE program at its upcoming December meeting. And finally, number five, in earnings, industrial equipment maker Deere is the highlight of the earnings calendar, with EPS expected to come in at $1.38 on sales of around $7.6 billion. The company's initial 2021 outlook, assuming one is provided, will be closely watched as well. So that's it for me. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, everybody. May the trading gods be with you. Stay safe and stay healthy, and have a good Thanksgiving.